my compliments to all of the people that have spoken previously. It's been a very fruitful discussion, and also to the chair for the comments and clarifications, because I think it's really moving along quite well today for a difficult topic. In terms of the indicators, Sweden believes that 1 through 5 we can implement. We also would like clarifications and guidance on what we should be measuring specifically, as the chair pointed out, about transportation, what elements of the transportation structure, also about the basic services. We do think that they should be quantified in terms of period of time and how many people are affected, even disruptions to the power supply, for example, how many days, how many people, how many hospitals, for example. We are very well aware that this is difficult to collect, but we think we have to start making progress in this direction. We are not so interested in pursuing D6, D7, or D8. However, D9 is quite interesting because it's a positive aspect, the number of states with resilience programs and strategies. We would like to see this broader. We would like to see this strategy for critical infrastructure protection. And we would be open for discussions if this indicator would be moved or placed with target E. But it's very important that it is specific to critical infrastructure protection, because it's such a large area. And we do agree with the other comments made that water sanitation facilities and the energy grid should also be part of the indicator process here. And finally, would like to mention that there's a parallel process going on. This is with UNISDR, who is working with many constituents, stakeholders, to have indicators for the Making Cities Resilient campaign. There is an essential among the 10 essentials that deals with critical infrastructure protection. And so I would just like to mention that it should be harmonized, what we're doing here at the global level, with what's being done in this other parallel track with the Making Cities Resilient campaign, because, of course, what they're doing to prevent emergencies and disasters feeds into our reporting at the national level and, of course, eventually to the global level. Thank you.